USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The CEO of TikTok is set to address U.S. lawmakers today.
Amid national security concerns over the popular video app, members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee are expected to grill TikTok CEO Xiao Chu, who will argue the app is safe for minors and that a nationwide ban would hurt the U.S. economy. Chu's speech is also likely to focus on TikTok's plan to safeguard American users' data. More than 150 million people in the U.S. actively use TikTok, according to the CEO. I'm Skip Kelly.
In a meeting late yesterday in the East Room of the White House, President Biden says his administration is focused on improving the economic status of women.
We have to do everything we can to knock down the barriers that stand in the way of all women and girls.
The president celebrated Women's History Month with the event. Biden introduced himself as Jill Biden's husband. The Securities and Exchange Commission has told Coinbase that it plans to take enforcement action against the company, escalating its crackdown on digital currency firms by targeting the biggest U.S. crypto exchange. Coinbase said it had received a letter from the SEC, known as a Wells Notice, for violating investor protection laws. A not-too-surprising announcement from the Federal Reserve.
Interest rates are going up again.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing the target range to 4.75% to 5%.
That's Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who added,
"The process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go and is likely to be bumpy."
Powell did go on to say the nation's banking system is sound and resilient. I'm John Schaefer.
Men's basketball enters its next phase this evening. March Madness and the NCAA's Sweet 16 gets underway today. The games will be played on CBS and TBS TV channels. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discounts. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A U.S. District Court judge in Wyoming temporarily blocked a statewide abortion ban that came into effect over the weekend. Yesterday's decision by Judge Melissa Owens granted a restraining order to a wider lawsuit challenging the state's new law that prohibits abortion at all stages of pregnancy, except in cases of rape, incest, or to save a pregnant woman's life, and another banning abortion pills that's due to take effect in July. The Mega Millions jackpot will roll over on Friday after zero players matched all six numbers during the $272 million drawing Tuesday night. The jackpot will now increase to an estimated $302 million, or $159.8 million cash-out value for Friday's drawing. President Biden will be heading north of the border today.
Biden is heading to the Great White North to participate in bilateral meetings.
The president will participate in a bilateral meeting, of course, with Prime Minister Trudeau, during which he will absolutely reaffirm the United States' enduring commitment to this U.S.-Canada partnership.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the two will discuss ongoing support for Ukraine, clean energy, supply chains, and modernizing NORAD. Biden last visited Canada in 2016 when he was Vice President. I'm John Schaefer.
Last weekend, many saw streaks of light that blazed across the sky over Sacramento, California, that left a lot of people wondering. Turns out it was some fallen space junk that was once attached to the International Space Station. Lance Pry, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.